Question: what is the difference between simplicity, which is mentioned as austerity of the body in 17.14, and simplicity as austerity of the mind, mentioned in 17.16? Answer: if you look at the Sanskrit, 17.14 is Devadviju Guru Pragya Pujanam Shaucham Arjavam Brahmacharya Mahimsacha Shariram Tapochati. So there, Arjavam, that is translated as simplicity. Now, Arjava is also the root, has the same root from which Arjuna comes. And Arjava literally means, from the Sanskrit point of view, it means straightforwardness. That means that as one is inside, one is outside, like that. So, Baldevi Debhushan and Chakravarti Pad, their Gita, this is translated as sincerity. So, sincerity means that sincere, there is no stuffing, no show. One is genuine. So naturally, if a person is simple, then they will have sincerity. That means, in this context of the austerity of the body, that sometimes we may put on a show of being very austere in front of others. But then privately we may indulge in our senses. So Arjava means that one is simple. One doesn't, basically, if you can say, the opposite of simplicity is duplicity. So duplicity at the level of the body could be that one acts like sense control publicly, but one acts sense gratifier privately. But when one is simple, that means one doesn't have this duplicity. So simplicity and sincerity can both be understood to be synonymous over there. And what another thing that is described was the Brahmacharya Mahimsacha. So what could take away our simplicity and sincerity are the bodily drives, say lust and anger. So Brahmacharya is regulation of lust, Ahimsa, non-violence, is regulation of anger. So in this way, the forces that make us act improperly at the bodily level, one controls them. So the idea of simplicity is there. One is not just creating an image of being self-controlled, but one is actually honestly striving for self-control. So that's it's simplicity in that sense, that there is no dichotomy between what one is externally and what one is internally. If we go into the 16th text, that is Manah Prasad Saumyatvam Maunamatma Vinigraha Bhava Samshuddhiritietat Tapomanasam Uchyate. There it is said that Manah Prasad, that the peacefulness of the mind, satisfaction of the mind, Saumyatva. Manah Prasad Saumyatvam. Saumyatva is gentleness. So actually, Krishna uses the word Saumya Rupa. The Bhagavata uses that in the 11th chapter also. And Krishna has shown his Kala Rupa as a part of the Vishwa Rupa. The Kala Rupa is very ferocious. And Arjuna is alarmed by seeing it. And then Krishna, to pacify Arjuna, shows him his Saumya Rupa, his gentle form. Now, moving on. So in this context, if we consider what is Saumyatva mean and how does it relate with simplicity? So, Manah Prasad Saumyatvam Maunam Atma Vinigraha. Manah Prasad is, keeps the mind cheerful. And Saumyatva. So, actually, the mind has many drives. Sometimes, you know, we may not express our private desires publicly, but often the kind of private desires that we have, they may be quite shocking for if people came to know about those desires. So austerity of the mind means that one doesn't cultivate those desires. It's not that those desires don't come, but one doesn't entertain them. One doesn't feed them by contemplation. So now, of course, when we talk about desires, usually we associate it with lust or greed, but it can also be associated with anger. That often when somebody does something which upsets us, we become furious with them. If those people are, say, in a position of authority above us, then we may not show our anger. But still, there is enormous resentment and anger that is there inside us. But and we civilized behavior requires that we don't express it physically. But mentally, we do entertain it. Many times people replay revenge fantasies in their mind. Think, you know, I'll do like this. So all these are ways in which the mind is being, mind is giving in to anger. But simplicity there, when Saumyatva means gentleness. Gentleness means the opposite of gentleness is harshness. So harshness is when a person is angry and they express that harshness through their words. They express that anger as harshness through their words or their actions. So yes, definitely at the level of the actions and words, we need to be self-controlled at ahimsa. But beyond that, even at the level of the mind, so these austerities are actually at a deeper level, each of them. So Krishna talks about ahimsa means don't physically express anger. Then if you see in intermediate verse 17.15, he says that anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyahitam cha yad swadhyaya abhyasanam chaiva vanmayam tapa uchyate. So anudvega karam vakyam, he says don't agitate people's minds. So there what it means is that again, don't just give vent to your anger. So at the physical level, Krishna is telling, don't give physical expression to anger, that's bodily austerity. Don't give verbal expression to anger, that is verbal austerity. And don't give mental expression to anger, that is mental austerity. So either Saumyatva refers to gentleness, which means not being hateful, not being resentful, not being vengeful, all that. We avoid and we are gentle. Now again, if we consider simplicity as meaning no duplicity, sometimes again people, for this case of civilized behavior, they may just talk gently with others. They may appear gentle, but they are not internally gentle. Now when there is animosity, visible animosity, then it can be easily seen. It said that you cannot shake hands with a clenched fist. If my fist is clenched, then I cannot shake hands with anyone. So like I'm in an angry mood, then I cannot be cordiality. So a physical expression of animosity is too much. But what Krishna is saying, that austerity of the mind means that even at the mental level, one tries to cultivate a gentle disposition towards others. So basically, simplicity at the level of the body and simplicity at the level of the mind, they are both talked about in terms of absence of duplicity. And that they are at progressively deeper levels. And so simplicity at the level of the body would mean that one doesn't give in to greed and get a lot of material things for one's enjoyment. Simplicity at the level of the mind would mean that one doesn't try to play around with facts, complicate things and try to spin things to support one's own idea of reality. So basically the same principle applied at a physical level is talked about in 17.14, and the same principle applied at the mental level is talked about in 17.16. Okay.